So Amy, you are starting a new Facebook group, which I am really excited to join. And we are here to invite all of our listeners to join. Tell us a bit about the group and why you've decided to start it.
Well, the name of the group is 30 Days Toward Unity and Love. And goodness knows we need more than 30 days to really do that work. So that's why I used the word toward, because I was like, we're gonna start in a direction. And it really is because my Facebook feed is so mean these days. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it, you know, and it was driving me crazy, and I was wanting to jump in and engage in negative ways, just as other people are engaging in negative ways. But last week I was at the beach, and God was so good and gave us a little bit of a change of scenery. And as I walked on the beach one day, I listened to a panel discussion organized by a woman here in Wake County. Her name is Reggie Edwards. I have to give her props because she's been doing racial reconciliation work for decades here in the area. And the panel discussion was so fantastic, but Reggie said something that pierced my heart. I know that it was a Holy Spirit moment. And she said, what I'm wondering is, who's going to be here in 30 days?
Mm.
Who's going to be here in 60 days?
Mm.
And God said, help women be there in 30 days, Amy.
Oh.
And so this group really is to help women whose hearts are already engaged to be here in this conversation in better ways, mm-hmm. in 30 days. And I need it as much as anybody else. I'm starting it, but I'm counting on community here.
Wow. I love that so much. So what are the goals that you have for the group?
Okay. Well, we've talked here about keeping expectations in check, right?
And yes.
So I'm practicing this. I am the biggest fan of the grand gesture. Like, I really do want to change the world to the bottom of my toes as part of my oneness. But I'm keeping my expectations in check. So here are my expectations. For every woman in the group, I want us to be able to move forward 3 steps from wherever we started.
Mm.
That's it. 3 steps. 30 days is not enough to transform our entire life or our world, but it's a good start. And I want everyone to have learned and grown and be thinking a little bit in different ways. I would say 3 steps forward. That's not very far.
Mm.
In 30 days. And everybody's, it's interesting because I have 3 questions, mm-hmm. and some rules, mm-hmm. to get into the group. And reading all the answers to the 3 questions, people are really starting in different places.
Sure.
But that's my first goal. My bigger goal is this, is that a subset of the group, because this is not everyone's like long-term calling,
mm-hmm.
but that a subset of the group would help build a movement that outlasts the moment that we're in. Now, I stole that. A friend shared it with me. He heard a protester say, we want a movement that outlasts the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, who will be there in 30 days? I hope everybody who joins the group. Who will be there in 60 days? Who will be there in 30 years? I want some people who this is, as you say, the need with their name on it. And that's not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But to join something that creates change that's lasting.
Mm.
So that's my bigger vision.
Mm. Oh, I've got chills. I've got like goosebumps, and it's not just because it's a little cool this morning. So I'm really excited to be part of the group, because I'll just admit, as a highly sensitive person, I feel torn, because on the one hand, I'm getting guidance from the HSP community that basically sounds like run away and retreat and hide for 5 years and stick your head back out when it looks like the coast is clear. And I know that that's not a godly response to things, but I also know I have to be careful not to become so completely overwhelmed that I shut down. And so I'm looking for ways. I told you earlier, sharing your Facebook group is going to be my first Facebook post in 2 weeks, because I feel like this is something that feels like a very organic, natural thing to actually share and say, here, come be part of the solution. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I just feel so strongly, knowing your journey over the last few years, which you've shared here on Grit and Grace. And I know that it's going to be a place of growth. It's going to be a place of a growth mindset. And that the Holy Spirit is going to be able to work in every single heart based on where they're at and move them those steps forward. So I'll admit I'm a little nervous because it's that kind of thing that makes you a little bit jittery, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see. Ya. Go ahead.
I'm pretty terrified. So, I'm like, who am I? Right. But here's the thing to set everybody's heart at ease, I hope, is that yesterday I posted a graphic and I put a space for kindness and grace. Because we're going to have some pretty tight rules in this group. I'm super serious about it. No politics, none. No political posts, talk about candidates. We're just keeping that out. Mm-hmm. We are also no name calling. Mm-hmm. And this is a place too, where if you've been one of these people that you're like, I don't know how to say it right. And mm-hmm. every time I say something, people jump all over me. Mm-hmm. This is the space for you because we are not going to do that. If you don't say it right, it's okay. We might teach you like a better way to say it, but we are not going to call your character or your faith into question because you didn't say it right there. So this is really, we are going to create a safe space and I'm serious about maintaining that. So if you love spoiling for a fight, this is not the place for you. All of Facebook is for you. This little place is a safe space to learn and grow.
So what I'm hearing you say is it might be a place that it's safe to make competent mistakes.
Ah, yes.
To stumble as we grow and learn and stretch and get better at this thing that God is leading us to do together.
Exactly. Our friend Kim Nowlin joined and she said today, this is the exhale I've needed. You know, she had my heart.
All right. Well, you know, I've already joined. How can our listeners join your Facebook group?
You can go to Facebook, use your little search bar up at the top, and just start typing in 30 days toward unity and love. And then you will have to answer at least one of the questions and agree to the rules to get into our little fun club. I don't know about fun, but our club.
I think fun is an okay word to use because just this week, our episode is with Katie Orr, and she's the one who taught us that words like happiness and joy and contentment and peace and satisfaction all go together. And I mean, that's part of what I'm looking for is to escape from all of the, like you said, the meanness that is showing up in the general muckiness of Facebook and to have a place because some of this is going to be hard. Some of this, yes. I expect my toes to get stepped on, but you know, you always talk about it hurts so good when we're learning and when the Holy Spirit is convicting us. Mm-hmm. And I would rather go through the pain of growth than sit in the pain of stagnation. And so, yes, I'm going to say this is going to be fun learning and growing together and having other women to hold us accountable in godly ways and to encourage. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Well, you notice that one of my goals was not that everybody would agree at the end.
Yeah.
It's not a goal. And you are going to hear from some of my friends of color. What if the questions is, if you could ask a woman of color any question you wanted to ask, what would it be? Because listen, most of us are too scared to ask those questions. Can we be honest? And I have some friends that are up for it.
Amy, thank you so much for creating a space for those of us who feel called to join and be part of this. Thank you so much.
I'm excited. Can't wait to see some of you there.